afternoon once again, everyone. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on this Thursday on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 at 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Well, we have gone through a rather significant winter storm here throughout central Wisconsin. Areas anywhere from 6 to 11 inches throughout central Wisconsin and northern Wisconsin. Around 7 or so inches here in Wausau at our studios on East Wausau Avenue. To find out what it all means, what all happened, and what we can expect now in the near future as we get towards the weekend, we're joined from weatherology by meteorologist Ray Miller. And Ray, it was a significant storm, not just what we expected.
It certainly was, and it's not done just yet. Some lingering snow activity through this afternoon and on into the evening. Another inch of snow possible through this afternoon, with temperatures topping out in the lower 30s and wind out of the southeast at 10 to 20. Another inch of snow possible tonight as temperatures fall back into the mid-20s with winds out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Areas of light snow showers and fog Friday with highs in the upper 20s. Saturday, cloudy, high around 25 degrees. Sunday, cloudy and even colder, high around 19. And for Monday, cloudy skies with a high temperature near 12 degrees. In the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller.
Ray, it's one thing to get all this snow. It's another thing to hear you say cloudy, 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 cloudy. It's going to stay a little dreary around here, as well as get pretty cold in the next few days, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't see any consistent sunshine through at least the first half of next week, and perhaps beyond that as well, as another storm system looks to move into the region for Thursday and Friday of next week. So, very cloudy conditions persisting.
Okay, Ray, well, thanks again for all the information. We'll talk again tomorrow.
I'll see you then.
And right now, overcast skies and 32 degrees at our studios on East Wausau Avenue in Wausau. Winds are out of the southeast at 10 miles per hour, so a wind chill factor of 24. The dew point is 27, relative humidity of 82%. The barometer, very low. I can't remember doing this program, going through the stats weather-wise each and every day and seeing the barometer this low, 29.39 inches and a visibility of 7 miles. Again, had more than 7 inches here in Wausau in this storm, had upwards of more than 10 or 11 inches in other areas throughout northern and north central Wisconsin, and looks like the snow is not done. We're going to see a little bit more snow over the next day or so before things get really cold as well. With the snow, which led to many school closings and virtual days throughout central Wisconsin, also leads to some postponements for high school athletics tonight. And we were scheduled to have high school hockey, a big one in the Wisconsin Valley Conference between the Wausau West Warriors and the Stevens Point Panthers. However, that game has been postponed, so the Battle of Unbeatens will have to wait about 3 weeks. The game has been rescheduled for Tuesday night, the 3rd of January. So Stevens Point will come to Marathon Park, take on Wausau West on January the 3rd. And again, we will have that game for you right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Tomorrow night, we have high school boys basketball as Marathon travels to Stratford. I'll have the call of that one starting with the pregame show at about 7 o'clock and the opening tip-off set for about 7:15. That's Marathon at Stratford tomorrow night, big one in the Marrowood Conference South. And you can hear it right here on your home for Marathon, Wausau West, and Newman Catholic Sports, Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. And speaking of schools, the Wausau School District has been very much front of mind recently with the discussions concerning the consolidation of some elementary schools and perhaps the combining of the high schools. Wausau West and Wausau East have been separate high schools for more than 5 decades, and some talk about maybe going back to a Wausau High School. And that will be one of the issues that we talk about with Jim Boucher. We'll be talking to the president of the Wausau School Board coming up here in just a few moments. Had a chance to talk to him back in October, and since then we've seen some more information come out. We've seen some public information meetings, and we will talk to a Jim Boucher about about what he's been finding out in recent weeks concerning these issues and talk about other issues with the Wausau School District as well. That's Jim Boucher coming up in just a few minutes here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Again, overcast skies, kind of a dreary day here in central Wisconsin. Lots of folks out there either plowing or shoveling. And right now, overcast and 32 degrees. We will take a break and then come back and talk to a Jim Boucher coming up next. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Saturday night, the 4th-ranked Central Wisconsin Storm girls hocky team plays host to the Eau Claire Area Stars. Hear all the exciting action live on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening faceoff at 7 p.m. Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey on Bow Falls Radio is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and Four Seasons Golf. It's the Central Wisconsin Storm taking on the Eau Claire Area Stars. Saturday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening face-off at 7 p.m. On your home for the best in high school sports play-by-play and high school sports coverage. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Also, make sure you get that Civic Media app. You can tune in right here to Bow Falls Radio. Also, the other Civic Media radio stations around the state of Wisconsin. Well, right now, got to call a bit of an audible as I've not been able to get connected with Wausau School Board President Jim Boucher at this time, but got a call out. I double checked it because the last time that we had Jim Boucher on back in October, I screwed up. I wrote down the wrong date on my calendar. So I missed Jim that time. But I went back after I called up Jim and left a voicemail to say, hey, just calling up for our discussion, I went back to my desk just to make sure this time that I did not screw up again. And this time I got it right. It was set for today. And that's one of the weird things, isn't it? I don't know about you, but with me, every week and every month and every year goes by so quickly. And sometimes you just lose sight of where you are. I mean, what day of the week is it? What day? What is the date? And I'm way off on dates sometimes. I think it's the 9th, and so it's really the 23rd. I mean, it's just insane. But this time I did get it right, so hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to Jim Boucher coming up here in just a few minutes here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. While we have a moment, one of my favorite reads every day, I subscribe to a newsletter from a man named Craig Calcaterra, and he's a baseball writer for the most part. He writes a baseball blog, and I enjoy his writing. He talks about what's going on in baseball, but also it's not just a baseball blog. He talks about things that are going on with around his life where he lives in Ohio, and about issues, and to say the least, we have similar political beliefs, so I enjoy reading it. He's very much somebody that I think would enjoy our programming here on Bull Falls Radio. But this morning in the, it's called Cup of Coffee newsletter. It's called Cup of Coffee with Craig Calcaterra. Again, morning newsletter comes out talking about what's going on in baseball and also other things going on. And he had an item on his newsletter talking about where he lives. It's New Albany, Ohio. And he's been writing very entertaining, but also very disturbing missives, I would call them, from Ohio in recent years. How Ohio really has turned into this one-party ruled state. The Republicans basically rule on every level in Ohio in a far-right way. And they've used gerrymandering, much like Wisconsin has, and it's incredibly difficult right now for anybody on the progressive side to get anything accomplished in the state of Ohio. Right now, really the last standing person on the left is Senator Sherrod Brown, and he's up for re-election in a couple of years. And somehow Sherrod Brown has always been able to find a way to earn a re-election in that state. And it's really a great roadmap, I think, for Democrats and progressives in this state that has turned so conservative, yet Sherrod Brown still remains a very popular figure. But that's not what Craig Calcaterra was talking about in today's Cup of Coffee newsletter. He talked about, you know, he says he's lived in New Albany, Ohio since February of 2005. He's been in the... And he's also said, I've been in at least low-level conflict with New Albany, Ohio since February of 2005, so ever since he's moved there. And he has been somebody that is not afraid to let his voice be heard as a citizen there. And a couple of years ago, he went after powerful people in his town, he says, and he caught a lot of hell for it. He said it led to some threats and some unpleasant personal interactions. But I don't regret it for a minute. Then he says, last year I went after a guy on the school board more than once, and though that also led to threats and hate mail, he says, I sure as hell don't regret that. He's a piece of bleep, and I'll spend the rest of my days giving him hell if I have to. And it's a guy that basically went after masking and compared it to Nazis and really went off the deep end, that school board member. He says, it still doesn't make life easy here, but I'm still that guy. I suppose I'll always be that guy. And he says, I'm about to be that guy again. Last fall, and he talks about this, the New Albany, Ohio School Board passed a resolution requiring that kids get parental permission before they can use their preferred name and or pronouns at school. No one in the community was asking for that. No law was calling for it. Calcaterra wrote, it is objectively a horrible policy because it refuses to appreciate that a lot of trans or non-binary kids are not out at home and thus requires them to either not be their true selves at school or else forces a conflict at home that could be traumatic and destructive. It also completely is out of step with what psychologists, doctors, and other experts think is best and that which most school boards do. Just as a kid named Anthony can ask his teacher to call him Tony in class, a trans student can and should be allowed to ask their teacher to call them by their preferred name or with their preferred pronouns at school, too. But that can't happen in New Albany unless the parents get involved. If the new policy is not followed and a teacher calls a student what they want to be called without parental permission, they will be fired. So, again... And he says, I will be writing a lot more about this in the near future. Boy, howdy, things are in the works. But suffice it to say, this policy was not the product of the public asking for it. Rather, why I'm bringing this up, this is something that happens all over the country. It happens in Wisconsin, where Republicans and far-right conservatives pass these laws that nobody asked for, just to promote their far-right beliefs. Craig Calcaterra says, rather, it appears to be the brainchild of the same school board member with whom I went to war last year. The same guy who, due to being brainwashed by conservative media and being rich enough to where no one ever tells him no, thought that it was reasonable to equate wearing masks during a pandemic to the Holocaust. Yeah, Craig Calcaterra wrote a lot about this last year, about this school board member who just would not shut up about saying in public that wearing masks during a pandemic is comparable to the Holocaust. Well, now he believes that it's super important for trans kids to get parental permission before being allowed to be who they are. Why? Per a lot of public requests and detective work, there appears to be no reason but his own bigotry. He invented the need to do it, claiming it was legally necessary. The board's lawyer said, actually, no, it's not, Phil, but he went forward with it anyway and got the board to agree. There's a movement afoot in that Ohio town named New Albany pushing back against this. Gay kids, trans kids, parents of gay kids and trans kids, Pride New Albany, allies to the kids in the cause. These people have attended and spoken out at school board meetings. They have submitted letters, petitions, and memos. They have attempted to work within the system to get a bad policy changed because it's a bad policy. And again, that is something that can be done everywhere. It's not easy. It's not easy going up against people that have the votes. But you still have to bring it up. You still have to fight for it. You still have to fight to get bad policy changed because it's bad policy. Calcaterra writes, there has been little progress in this regard so far, however, mostly because the school board members refuse to listen to people with whom they don't agree. You hear that all the time about that. Again, it's one of those situations. I think we got Jim Boucher on the line. Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Is this Mr. Boucher?
Chad, it is, and I apologize. I had finished snow blowing, and I laid down, and I took a nap, and I just woke up.
Jim, no reason to apologize. I was telling the story here on the air that the last time we got together, we set up a time, and that that I wrote down the wrong date on my calendar. So when I called you up a few minutes ago, I said, man, it can't have happened again. I could not have put the wrong date on my calendar yet again. I ran back. I went back to our email exchange, and I said, this time. And I thought maybe it'd be something exactly like that with the weather. But again, appreciate you coming on the program. I got to let you know that we do have a break coming up here in about 2 minutes' time. So we'll take a break and then come back and discuss things. But I guess, first of all, real quickly, I know that in the recent weeks you had a couple of events at Wausau East and Wausau West for the public. And I know that it's important for the education process, for folks to be able to hear from you and other members of the Wausau school community. Before we take our break, were you happy with the amount of people that came to these events?
Well, I don't think you're ever happy with the number because you'd like to see more people. But I do believe the number was not that good at the schools, but on virtual, it was very good. Mm-hmm. So I have to believe that a lot of people are getting to these meetings, either physically or virtually. So I'd have to say I'm happy with the fact that people are coming out and wanting to know what's the discussion about.
We're going to talk about exactly that. What is the discussion about after we take a quick news break? Again, we're very happy to have the president of the Wausau School Board, Jim Boucher, joining us again here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Again, we'll talk about that issue and other issues that the school board is dealing with right now here in Wausau. But we're going to take a quick break, get a news update from our newsroom with Civic Media, and also an AP news update with the headlines around the country and around the world. So we'll take a quick break and come back, talk to Jim Boucher, the president of the Wausau School Board, coming up here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Again, online at bowfallsradio.com. mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And again, download that Civic Media app. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Overcast skies, temperatures have been hanging around freezing. A lot of folks out there removing some snow after a big snowstorm last night. Right now, we're getting a chance to talk again about some of the issues involving consolidation. We talked about it earlier, about the potential of consolidations within the elementary schools. And also the big discussions concerning the potential of perhaps going back to one high school here in Wausau as well. We're very happy to, again, welcome back the president of the Wausau School Board, Jim Bouchain. And Jim, again, getting back to the conversation on consolidation. After these events, where do we stand? Where are we heading at this point? Because I know there's been a lot of discussion. There were committees during the course of the summer. Kind of where do we stand at this point?
Well, at this point, first of all, thanks for having me back on the air, Chad. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about this big decision that will be coming down the road. But this is a decision that will come down the road, because at this point in time, we as board members are really spending the time to really listen to our community members and what they believe and from what perspective they're coming from, because this is a very big decision. So right now, we're focusing on really continuing to gather information. And to answer your question specifically, when a question comes up that an answer needs to be given to it, we're spending time telling the administration, go back and research that more. Give us a good answer so that our community knows what that answer is going to be. So many people in the community think that we already have a plan and it's already put in place, and that's far from where we're at right now. We are truly educating ourselves. We're truly trying to make sure that as we take the next step, we're having our community educated in what's going on. And we're also expecting our administration to put in their time in order to research any question that comes from our community.
That has been a big factor, a big question, a big part of this discussion is you and the board really wanting to make sure that you have as many options as possible, that there's not going to be any winnowing, I think, of the process earlier than it has to. That right at this point, I think reading between the lines of what you're saying, that, boy, the more options, the better. Because as I said to you when we were off the air, we were talking, boy, there are moments where something will click in one's mind because, hey, I hadn't thought of that, or that's a really good point. And I imagine that what it sounds like, you're kind of at that point of the process, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. When you talk about, as I've always said, and I continue to talk about it, the AAA, the academics, the arts, and the athletics, but we also have clubs that many of our students are involved with. And there are many clubs that could be created by our students because of the fact that they have interest in those areas. And I gave a couple. Right now I'm thinking that trap shooting is not a sport in the WIAA, but until it becomes a sport, that could be a tremendous club for our students to be involved with. Fishing clubs, fly fishing, things of that fashion that I have had students in years past as an administrator bring to me, and I thought, well, I'm not interested in that, but this is good for students. So maybe I should be interested in giving our students those types of options. Right now, I know the discussion has come up at both high schools, but there's not enough students that are interested in those areas. But there would be if consolidation, bringing the two high schools together, took place.
That's one of the interesting aspects of it, the whole discussion, because there's so many ways you can look at these questions. And I know that within the elementary school discussion, a lot of families and parents mentioned that they like the fact that they're small schools. But at the same time, when you look at, as you were just saying, the potential opportunities when you put together maybe two schools to have one high school. There's so many ways to go back and forth about this. Let's go back to the elementary school aspect of it. Are you hearing a lot of those kind of comments? Because when you do look at these small schools, these small neighborhood schools, it's very natural for families to fall in love with that kind of format, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I was one of those families, parent of one of those families many years ago when my three children were coming through at the John Marshall area and going to John Marshall Elementary School. I was all about the neighborhood schools. You know, it's a very difficult thing to take any one and say that's not going to exist anymore. That's difficult to do because we do like having our schools in our areas. But at the same time, now that was as a parent I was looking at that. Now, as a board member looking at economics and taking a look at the number of students that we have in our district and then splitting those students up among 13 elementary schools, that is now a question that we've got to ask ourselves, is this economically feasible to continue to move forward? Because we're trying to lower taxes, we're trying to lower what we expect or would like to have from our community when it comes to our taxpayers. If we have too many elementary schools that we have to support, then economically, are we doing our job for those individuals saying, wait a minute, let's cut back on this? Well, how do you cut back? You got to take a look at all of that, and that's what we're listening to, the emotional side or the economic side, the literal side. Now, I don't want to make that sound like it's one or the other. Mm-hmm. I would like to see how can we answer those questions as we continue to go down this road, and that's what we ask our administrators to do because that's their job. They need to be looking at and researching for us as board members so that we can make a good decision for our community.
Again, we're talking to Jim Boucher, the Wausau School Board President here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. One aspect as well is with those neighborhood schools is parents don't want their kids bused too far. Busing generally is an issue right now because lack of drivers, and it's really been, I imagine, a big headache for members of the Wausau School District. Is, number one, is this a problem that you expect to continue, or do you feel like it's going to eventually, the busing problem that we've seen during this school year, and is that a factor at all? And because it has been, I imagine, an issue that may have kind of come up and been, it's not been a problem, I think, for many years, but now, boy, it's become a rather significant issue, hasn't it?
Oh, it definitely has. And it has become an issue for, I believe, every district in the state of Wisconsin. I'm the director for Region 5 for the Wisconsin Association of School Boards in this area. Region 5 is the center of the state, and talking with many of my colleagues at the smaller school districts, they're having problems finding bus drivers and being able to support their families with transportation is becoming very difficult. Not only there, but also when you take a look at transportation for our athletic programs, trying to find bus drivers after they have taken care of their routes during the day, then asking them to go out and travel 75, 100 miles to a game to take our athletes there, that's becoming very difficult as well. So, you know, I hope, there's a lot of hope in me. I hope this will take care of itself eventually down the road, but we've got to take a look at what we can do with our transportation, with our city, working with our city, our community, taking a look at how we can do maybe shuttling of students to school versus taking a full yellow bus. Maybe we get more, and this is just purely my thought right now, speaking off my cuff here, maybe more vans, buying vans and transporting our students that way for the purpose of saving on the big yellow bus. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that can be looked into And I know our administration is doing that because they've been directed to do that. And that's what we're going to continue to do, is direct our administration to find solutions so that they can bring them back to us as school board members in order to make a decision.
One of the, again, big factors in this whole discussion of consolidation is the fact that there are so many different areas to it. You've talked about equal opportunity. You've talked about the financial aspects of it. When you look at the finances, is the status quo an option at this point, or would there have to be some major decisions in different ways made if you decided to stay in terms of the way that we see things now with the elementary schools and the high schools and everything else? Would that lead to some other major questions that would have to be answered as well?
Well, going off of what our subcommittees did during the summer, late spring, summer, and then into the early fall, we talked about staying status quo and doing nothing. And when that discussion came up, both subcommittees talked about the fact that that's not an option, because we're eventually going to be forced to make some decisions down the road. So do we wait until we're forced to make some decisions, or do we start creating some solutions for the immediacy that will lead into the future? And that's where we're at right now. We know that we can't stay status quo, and economically and academically do well for our students and families. So we are definitely going to do something. I just don't know quite what it is yet.
Along that line, you said at this point and throughout this process, and I'm sure it's going to continue throughout this process, that you want to be a great listener. You and your colleagues want to be great listeners. When you've talked to folks, whether they're parents or whether they're community members or whether they're staff members or whoever it may be, and I go back to what we were talking about in the break, where I thought to myself, man, I didn't really think about it in that way until, you know, having this short little commercial break discussion with you. Have you been surprised, or have you had something that said, wow, that's something I really didn't think about that could be a fantastic idea? Anything like that has occurred during the course of these discussions?
I can honestly say nothing has struck me as a great idea, because there's a lot of ideas. And then how do you identify what's a great idea,
right,
if you're still thinking about other ideas? So what I have done, and at many of these meetings that we have had with PTOs and at the elementary level and that, I have stressed the fact that I'm sitting back and just really listening. And sometimes people think, well, what do you think? Right? Well, that's not my point at this point in time. My point is to hear what everybody is saying. And we are hearing a lot of positive comments about consolidation at the elementary and the high school level, secondary level. But there are negative comments as well, and I can see where those negative comments are coming from. I understand that. But again, that doesn't help, because we are going to have to make a decision. We need to be pulling together in order to do that together. And you've heard the comment, united, we are going to be able to do so much more. And united, we're going to be able to stand even stronger. But if we continue to, you know, always pick apart every suggestion that comes up, that's not helping us move forward. You're either, and I think I shared this once with you as well, Chad, great football coach many years ago that I listened to at a conference to made the comment. He said, you never stay the same. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. Well, our goal is we want to get better at what we're doing. Not to say we're not doing well now, but we want to do even better as we move into the future and for our students who are going to be here in the future.
Are you able to stay a few more minutes?
Absolutely.
Boy, Too generous. Thank you.
Absolutely.
We got to take a very quick break, a 2-minute break, and then we'll come back and finish up our conversation with the president of the Wausau School Board, Jim Boucher. Again, so many interesting and important issues going on with the school board. And the top one, of course, is this discussion of potential consolidation. So we'll come back and talk for a few more minutes with Jim Boucher coming up as we continue here on this Thursday afternoon. Glad you could join us here for the chat home show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Of course, you can tune in online as well at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXDO. And again, I encourage you, if you haven't already done it, get that Civic Media app as well. More in just a moment here on WXDO. Welcome back. Final segment for this Thursday. Time is 3:50. Of course, Devil's Advocates coming up after we are done from 4 till 6. And again, a quick reminder that our scheduled broadcast of high school hockey tonight between Wausau West and Stevens Point postponed due to the weather and the school issues this morning. So Wausau West and Stevens Point postponed. That game has been rescheduled for Tuesday night, the 3rd of January. Again, we're talking to Jim Boucher, the president of the Wausau School Board, here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Before I continue, I wanted to ask you one quick question, because we saw a proposal from the WIAA to move Wausau East in football to the Great Northern Conference. And I know you, the former football coach of the Lumberjacks. Did you see that, and do you have a reaction to that?
Well, interesting, Chad, that you should be asking that question. Having been an administrator and a principal in the GNC, I had pushed for Wausau East to be in the GNC, I want to say 7-8 years ago, when they first applied, when Brad Peck first applied to the GNC to move Wausau East in football only into that conference. And I kept on, I think it was an 8-1 vote. I didn't win. In other words, I was the one vote for Wausau East to be in that conference. I think it's a perfect fit for the time being for Wausau East. I think they will find some success. I think it would be good for the conference up there. So I'm happy for that move. I'm happy that the WIAA finally stepped in and said Wausau East will go to the GNC versus allowing the GNC to continue to make that decision.
And I agree 100% with you. And I think one of the things about, I imagine back 6-7 years ago when you were discussing it, the idea that Wausau East would be the biggest school in that conference. But now with this new format of football-only conferences, there are resets every couple of years.
Right.
So if it works, terrific, we continue. If it doesn't work and Wausau East starts dominating, then of course then you can make, and at that point I would think that success would breed more kids coming out, and then perhaps who knows, and then you can change it up a bit as well. So I agree 100% that it's great for here in central Wisconsin to have Wausau East be back and hopefully be able to have some success and be very competitive, and of course still have the couple of non-conference games. We can have that law game as well, so it seems like a win-win for everybody.
Right.
So I agree with you 100%.
Well, and again, if I may just add a couple things there.
Sure.
One thing I have always said, this is what I stated 7-8 years ago, the comment that, you know, you're saying no to Wausau East, but you said yes to Merrill. You said yes to Rhinelander. You said yes to Antigo. Those were three schools that I, as a football coach, always said they were more our size at Wausau East than anywhere else. And now to say no to East for those many years, the WIA, I think, has finally said, wait a minute, this only makes sense. You've got Merrill, Rhinelander, and Antigo. You might as well have East from the old Wisconsin Valley.
Absolutely. Going back to the discussions on consolidation, when you have talked to folks, what has been the biggest concern that you've heard so far, the things that people have been talking about?
Well, from the negative side, the biggest concern is tradition. And I said, well, Wausau East created their own tradition, and Wausau West created their own tradition after Wausau High School had been Wausau High School for many more years. and traditions can be created, and traditions change. And now, if we move to consolidation, those old traditions, like what we have tomorrow, Win Brockmeyer Award, that first started at Wausau East and then became a district-wide award, and that tradition was always on the east side. Well, that became a district thing. So things have changed, and the only consistent thing in our life today is change. It's how we respond to change, and I think we need to start looking at what's going to be best for our students and our student athletes as we move forward.
And on the other side of the coin, you said that there have been people who said, hey, these things can be great improvements. So when you've heard from folks who have had the positive comments, what's the biggest positive comment that you've heard so far from folks you've been talking to?
The biggest positive comment, that was just at the last Wausau East gathering, a person said, why has it taken you so long to make this decision? I've been waiting for years for this decision to be made. And I just listened to that and I went, wow, that was out of left field, because out of right field, we just heard a negative. So
right.
For every negative, there's a positive, and there might be even two positives for every negative.
Which is interesting. Again, that's, again, probably one of the biggest reasons why you put out the information, because of the emotional aspect. And again, it's real easy to say that tradition is not a factor on the bottom line when you have to deal with budgets or any of the emotional aspects, but it is something that, boy, it gets people, the loudest people probably talk through emotion more than logic, correct?
Well, I don't want to say that, but let me just say that I would concur with you to a point.
What I think you touched on it earlier. Is one of the next moves to get, again, more of the options to make sure that everything is put out there before you start to make any kind of whittling down of the options, but you want more options at this point?
Well, I think what's going to come down the road now, the next step is we need to make a decision at the top, secondary, before we make decisions at the elementary level. I think we need to make some decisions with the consolidation of the high schools, and then the taking a look at the middle school, junior high setup. And then taking a look at the elementary school situation, I think will kind of show itself where we should go with that. And this is where I'm thinking. Again, this is a little bit of my thinking, not the board's thinking at this point in time, but we got to make a decision pretty soon. And I think the best place is to start at the consolidation of the high schools, that decision, whether we're going to do it or not.
Jim, again, I really appreciate you coming on and talking about this issue, because as I think you have talked about, and I believe as well, that the education process is so vitally important when you make these significant decisions that really do affect our community. I also thank you for your service, because you've been part of education for so many years in different ways. I think it's something that is such a wonderful, wonderful way to spend your life in service of the youth of our community. So again, thank you very much, and I hope that we can have you on again sometime very soon.
Well, I thank you for that comment, and it's been a tremendous profession to be in, and I look back with great gratitude.
Jim,
thank you.
Yep, absolutely. Jim Boucher, the president of the Wausau School Board. Well, that's going to wrap things up. We're coming up on 4 o'clock, CBS News at the top of the hour. Find out what's going on around the country and around the world. And then it is the Devil's Advocates coming up from 4 till 6. Again, glad you could join us. I'll be back tomorrow again from 2 until 4 for another edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, and mobile devices.